This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's national security advisor says a planned hostage-for-prisoner swap with Hamas has been delayed until at least Friday. In a statement released late Wednesday, he said contacts on the deal were continuing. The swap is to take place as part of a four-day pause that had been expected to begin on Thursday but was delayed to Friday. Israel's chief military spokesperson said on Wednesday evening the war in Gaza would continue until the pause begins, brokered by Hamas and the Israeli government. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari told the briefing the army did not know when the shooting would stop. Under Wednesday's temporary deal, Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas agreed to a four-day pause in fighting to allow the release of 50 hostages held in Gaza in exchange for 150 Palestinians imprisoned in Israel and the entry of humanitarian aid into the enclave. Authorities say there is no indication of a terrorist attack in the vehicle crash and explosion that left two people dead at a checkpoint on the American side of a U.S.-Canada bridge. The vehicle was speeding Wednesday from Niagara Falls, New York, toward the Rainbow Bridge, which connects the two countries. The crash raised concerns on both sides of the border.
There is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this crash. We have identified that this is a local individual, a Western New Yorker.
But New York Governor Kathy Hochul cautioned the investigation is in its early stages. The incident prompted the closing of the border crossing and three others in the area. The other three later reopened. Again, no indication of a terrorist attack in the U.S.